Your point, your platform. The Frank Mitchell phone-in for you.
Got to say good morning to Nuala Taggart, who's retiring from Danske Bank in Downpatrick today. A lifetime of service. Nuala, good morning to you. Good morning to you. And enjoy your last day at work with Danske Bank in Downpatrick. Best wishes from all your colleagues and, of course, all the customers who had come in and out to see you. So that's Nuala Taggart, who's stepping down today. 25 to 10 is the time. Now, simple question. We've asked it before on this programme and no doubt we'll ask it again in the future. But do you believe in angels? If you don't, there's no better time to maybe give it some consideration. Because as I look around, I can see three Christmas trees. One of them, strangely enough, has an elf with my face posted on it up in front of me here. There's another one with a star and there's certainly one just over the horizon of the room there. If I crane my neck, I can see it with an angel on it. So do you have a star, an angel, an elf, a fairy? What do you put on the top of your Christmas tree? And if it is an angel, why is it an angel? Let me speak to a woman who knows about them, Lorna Byrne, who's written many articles, books and publications about the angels. Lorna, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. It's lovely to be talking with you again.
It's lovely having you on, Lorna. We always get great reaction when you guest on the programme. I suppose if people are ever going to believe in the angels, the Christmas season is the time to do it.
Yeah, because, you know, we see so many, you know, little statues or tokens of angels just to remind us. And for me, it is a very special time of the year because I see angels that come from heaven. God just opens that gate another tiny little bit, and these angels carry these balls of light, and they drop them on every home, and they just explode, and they seem to go into every nook and cranny, and they're like a firework, if you know. They explode in that way, and helping to fill us all with love, and, you know, the spirit of Christmas to give, to help, to enjoy all of those things that we should be feeling at this time of the year. And of course, right through the year. And I see angels and the guardian angel with every single person. I have never seen anyone without a guardian angel. And I see the angels physically. For me, it's normal. I don't know what it's like for you not seeing angels.
It's incredible that you say that. Your line's just a little blurred. I'm not sure whether maybe the telephone's a little close to your mouth or whatever. The line's just a little questionable.
Is that any better?
That is good. Now, just on that, Lorna, you've said that when you look around, you see people and they have a guardian angel with them. You see exploding light going into the nooks and crannies of every house. Now, some people totally follow what you're saying, buy into the guidance that you give, and others completely question it and think this is all in your imagination. What do you say to those who feel it's in your imagination?
I see them physically, and that I suppose people find the hardest thing to accept. And yet those that question or doubt, you know, or say they're completely sceptic, they're questioning as well. They would ask me, you know, just so many questions because they are in search as well. Everybody in the world wants to know that there's more to life. You know, that we don't just, I hate saying it, die and that's it. And we don't, because we have a soul. And I know that as well. That's that speck of light of God. And everyone has a guardian angel. I just have never seen, since the moment I opened my eyes as an infant, that's the only way I can say it, I've always seen angels. And I didn't know they were angels because I was an infant. I was a young child. It was only when I was, I always say maybe two and a half, I'm never quite sure, when I was playing with my little brother in front of the fire. And it was like as if his hand went into mine and mine went into his. And it just all sparkled. And it was at that stage that the angels told me that my brother was a soul. You have to remember, I was only a very small child, an infant, and I didn't know that my little brother had died before I was born. And they told me he was a soul and that they were angels and I must keep it a secret. And I did all my life, and they constantly kept on reminding me not to say anything. And I never did. And it was as I grew older, they used to say, Lorna, you will write about God and us. And I kind of just laughed at them, you know, took no notice. I didn't know what the angels were talking about. But they kept on saying that. And it was when I was married at the time, and the angel Michael came up behind me and he said, Lorna, it's getting near time for you to write about God and us. And I always remember that day because I was wheeling my young daughter in the pram and she was asleep and it was cold. And I turned around, I was really annoyed, and I just said, how on earth does God expect me to, you know, to even write one book when I can't read or write? I'm dyslexic and I still am, you know, and that alone is a miracle. Even then, I never said yes, but I knew one day I would have to, and all that help was sent as well. I suppose we forget to look at how many miracles or blessings happen in our lives, you know, and I'm glad I'm doing what I'm doing because I'm meeting men, women and children of all ages who it has helped. It has made a difference in their life. It has given them hope. Like when you have a young teenage girl or boy walk up to age 19 years of age and you're just walking across an airport and this young person just stops you for a moment and just says, I want to thank you. You gave me hope. You gave me something to live for.
It's quite an amazing commentary.
It makes a difference.
Well, I'm not surprised if that's the feedback you're getting, particularly from the autobiography, which was Angels in My Hair. The last time I had you on the radio, and, you know, I would like to think that I challenge you as much as I possibly can, because because there will be people listening who do see anyone who, I suppose, presents themselves the way that you do, they will see them as someone to be questioned. And you've actually given me the opportunity to come and question you on a stage on Saturday the 10th of December, and this is at the Hilton Hotel in Belfast, where you will answer some difficult questions. You'll also answer questions from the audience. You will speak to people in the audience. Now, it's for a very good cause.
Right.
It's for the Children's Foundation that you're running. It's a charitable event. But you're prepared to be challenged, Lorna?
Of course, I can only tell you, as I say, I can only tell you the truth. I can only tell you what I see. I'm not going to lie to you. What's the point in telling a lie? I can never fathom that at all. And if I don't have an answer, I will say I can't answer that question. I don't know the answer. I'll always be very, very honest. But that's just me, and I never mind being challenged because it doesn't matter anymore. You know, as I said, when a young person walks up to you like that, or even a child at a book signing, you know, maybe I'll bring, I don't know whether I would be able to, two little letters I got from children last night, you know, and what a difference it makes to them knowing they have a guardian angel and school and wanting friends. You know, when you read their letters, you just your eyes just fill with tears, and they're asking you to pray for them.
And do you have that handy?
I'm not very, my daughter had to read them to me because I'm dyslexic.
That's amazing.
I'll bring them to the show.
Yeah, please do, Lorna.
But
it's incredible to think that, you know, you have a difficulty with reading, and yet in all you have presented the books that you've presented, and of course you've interacted with people who have challenged you, but also people who have indeed benefited from what you see and the guidance that you have given them. And when if you look at me on the stage and I'm in full flow with a microphone asking you the difficult questions, will you see a guardian angel close to me?
Of course I'll see your guardian angel right there with you. I'm always amazed when people ask that question. To me, that's the most silliest question you can ask.
You just take it for granted.
I see your guardian angel, everyone's guardian angel. Your guardian angel never disappears or leaves you for even, you know, a second. It's there constantly.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to having the audience in front of us, getting the feedback from the audience as well, because it's always very mixed if you're a guest here on the radio programme. And we're asking for feedback this morning as well. And on our Twitter poll, we're going to have a question going up that's relevant to all of that very shortly. Also, Lorna, it is a special time of year. It's a time of year when those who would be searching for angels will be hoping that they will find them. Is it ever possible for others to see the angels?
I do believe it happens on occasions in a person's life. And you have to remember, children see angels, you know, very young children, babies do. And, you know, sometimes an elderly person or someone close to death. And I hate saying that, but it is at those times that people would often see an angel. Or sometimes when someone is in a horrific accident, you know, and those times have often been reported where somebody would say, you know, to an ambulance driver or to the doctor that knelt down beside them, oh, you know, but there has been someone here with me all the time. And they would say, but there hasn't been, we're the first to reach you. You know, there's loads of incidents like that reported all around the world. And people see, you know, in a meditation, you know, you would see maybe an angel. It depends.
And do you have one?
On what way?
Do you have one at the top of your Christmas tree?
Well, in my son's house at the moment in Maynooth, there's no Christmas tree up yet. But yes, I will have an angel, and I'll have a star as well.
I'd be surprised if there wasn't an angel up there. Lorna, I'm looking forward to sharing a stage with you. You invited me before. It never happened. I've now got a chance to face an audience, take questions from an audience. Many will be there for the blessing and the uplifting experience of you being present. Others will be there to challenge. We'll certainly be there to raise money for the Lorna Byrne Children's Foundation. Where does that money go to?
Well, at the moment we're supporting three charities, and one is Blue Box in Limerick, and one is APA, it's Africa, and the other is Syria. It is UNICEF, but it's the what they call the first step. If the child doesn't survive the first stage, the child won't. It's no point. Child won't survive after that. So the first stage is very important for Syria, and we know that there are millions of children, and I'd love to help more children. Like on Monday night, I'm going out to help with you know, a hot meal for the homeless. I just wish God had given me more so I could do more, because there is so many people in need and children in need. Like, you know, sometimes when you have a child on your lap, or your child is standing in front of you and its eyes are blank and it doesn't know whether to reach out and hug you or not, and you have to make the effort and it pulls back a little because it's afraid, it's unsure of your love or whether you care or not. And we have to remember, children are our future. And it is at this time of the year, Christmas, that we are being reminded about a child being born 2,000 years ago, you know, that was vulnerable, but was pure love, was innocent, and how, you know, when a child is born, it needs our protection, and it needs everyone's protection. It needs to be cared for and loved by us all, not just its parents.
But briefly, Lorna, because I'm almost out of time on it, but, you know, the question that's been screamed at the radio now is, with all the protection, with all the angelic interaction, why does God let it happen?
The thing is, God doesn't let it happen. It's that's what I'm always saying to everybody. God gives us that choice, that free will. We're doing these things. You know, there's war on at the moment, and you know, when you see all what is happening and people fleeing from their homes and going across the sea with their children and everything like that, they're running away from being slaughtered and hurt, and it's not their fault. I don't know why mankind is so cruel. When there is so much love inside of us, when we don't have to be selfish or greedy. And that's one thing I always say to everybody: remember, your guardian angel will never ask you to be selfish or greedy or to do anything wrong or to hurt anyone. And that's an important thing. It's always asking you to be loving, to be caring, to share, you know. And for some reason, we find it easier to do the opposite.
Not very often.
You have to remember there's millions of good people out there in the world, and we have to start to see the good as well.
It is important.
It is important.
Lorna, I am out of time on it, but I've taken up the challenge. We are going to go toe-to-toe on a stage in the Hilton Hotel, and it is on Saturday the 10th of December, lunchtime, Saturday the 10th of December. If you want to see Lorna...
1 o'clock, we're starting at one.
1 o'clock, absolutely. On the nail, 1 o'clock. I will not let you down. I will be there. And you will answer the questions that the audience put to you, and we'll referee it, so to speak. And we'll be raising money, of course, for the Children's Foundation.
Yeah, and that is the most important thing for the children. Like, I have a priest rang me the other day. So many people are ringing me and, you know, looking for help, and I can only help so many, you know. So we're trying to spread out anything we have left over to others that need it for children at Christmas time.
Okay. Lorna, great speaking to you. Thanks for taking a call from us. Thank you.
You're welcome, and God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. God bless indeed. That is the Angel Lady. That is Lorna Byrne. Do you buy into her seeing the angels, talking to the angels, and guiding us with the assistance of our guardian angels? Or not, as the question, as the case may be. You can let us know. 90333105 is the number. 90333105. Thanks to Lorna. And that's on Saturday the 10th of December across at the Hilton Hotel at lunchtime. She'll be there on the stage talking for an hour and answering the questions that you may put to her.